Noah Johnson. Noah Johnson, he is our grassroots party candidate of the day here at AM 950. We are equal opportunity. We bring people on in. But he's joining us for a kind of a unique pitch today. We'll talk to him a little bit about that. Noah, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We should mention, before we get to the news that's out there, a lot of people probably already know about what you've done with your campaign. We should mention exactly what do you stand for as the grassroots party nominee for Attorney General?
Yeah, so I ran for Minnesota Attorney General for the grassroots legalized cannabis party, primarily to advance what many believe is a critical issue and a cause whose time has come. And that's addressing the failed war on drugs, and specifically on marijuana, and legalizing marijuana in Minnesota, as well as enacting restorative justice for people who have faced legal consequences for it.
Noah, I know you want to put out a political thing, but let's just talk about this. How dumb are we at this point to not have legalized cannabis? When you look at the tax revenue that Colorado, that California, the medical benefits these states that have legalized it have. You know, it blows my mind that we still have that 1950s mentality towards this when it's clear the entire country of Canada has made it legal. And no, all these promises that they've always made about, oh, it's going to lead to people not showing up for jobs and people dying on the highways, and none of that come to light. It truly, I mean, legalizing marijuana, at some point here, we have to grow up in Minnesota and think finally to just get this done.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. It brings to mind that old saying, the wheels of justice turn slowly, but when they turn fine. And I think you just need some people who are dedicated to bringing about justice and some people who are willing to participate in it.
I just remember when Colorado released their first tax, in the amount of tax they brought in off the sales. And at that point, I was wondering why any state in the union had. I was like, okay, let's legalize it now, really quick. Because Colorado proved that it's as far as this, all these warnings they go, they're unfounded. And there is a definitive medical element to marijuana.
Absolutely.
And you can't deny that anymore. I mean, you're just trying to turn off doctors at this point. We can't do that. And the reality is that as far as drugs go, I mean, if you're going to have legal alcohol, you might as well have legal marijuana because really, I mean, in my mind.
Exactly. And I'd say, obviously, alcohol has a lot of dangers that are associated with it, but you still wouldn't make it illegal. Because we tried that, and it just led to crime and violence and all these things, and marijuana doesn't even have those factors of danger.
So let's, all my best. I know that once this election's over, you're going to continue to work on this, and I hope you all the best on that, because I am of the person that, even though I haven't smoked in a while, I will say that it really is almost archaic that we are not gotten that legalized. So if you need in the future, past this election cycle, you want to talk about this issue, come on back anytime. By all means, I'd love to have you on, okay?
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Noah, you as we're running here, when you decided to make this run, I mean, you knew this was going to be a long shot race as it was, as to trying to be the grassroots party nominee for the Attorney General. And you had a kind of a moment not a few weeks back, correct?
If you're referring to the debate,
well, during the debate, and then your decision as well to basically endorse Keith Ellison in this race.
That's right, because obviously Representative Ellison, in his campaign for Attorney General, did endorse the legalization of marijuana and restorative justice for marijuana offenders. And as that was the primary purpose of my campaign, and he and I also share similar values in other aspects, it made sense to me to endorse him and try to avoid Doug Wardlow getting elected, because I don't think he's going to help at all.
Oh, no, I think you're pretty astute on that one. I think you nail it. As far as your issues go, though, I mean, I think we've become smarter as in politics since the last election. And you are in a unique position because this is definitely going to be one of the closer statewide races. I think a KSTP poll just out today had Ellison up by 4.
That's right.
And so it's a very close race. we had in 2016 races where third-party candidates, I mean, I met Paul Overby. She's a very nice person. She decided that race. Jason Lewis became a congressman in the 2nd District because she took enough votes away from Angie Craig to where Jason Lewis got the victory. You get these close races, and, you know, your intention is to make sure your issue is recognized, not put someone who is, as you kind of alluded to, someone who's completely against your agenda in place because you just happened to pull enough votes away from the person that was, you know, somewhat agreeing with your positions.
That's right. And I think it's an effective strategy. And, you know, the idea is if the Democrats and Republicans don't want a third party candidate taking away their votes, talking about marijuana, then one of them's got to endorse marijuana legalization. And it sort of makes what we're doing, you know, sort of fulfilled, but also defunct. And I believe that's what Keith Ellison has done. So,
did you get any pushback from the party or, you know, from any of your friends in regards to this decision to endorse Ellison?
Not too much. There were some questions about, you know, is it a betrayal of the party? Not from the party members specifically, but sort of from supporters. And I've just been trying to do my best to explain that, well, if you supported me, it's because you support marijuana legalization, and Mr. Ellison now does that, and, you know, let's face it, he's got a better chance to win.
Well, and with all due respect to your campaign, I mean, it was not looking like you were probably going to hit the 5% threshold on that. And the reality is with the Attorney General's position, I mean, it's not the legislature, it's not the governor's office, but it is a position that does dictate a lot of the enforcement of these rules. And like I said, when we first started talking here, when you have states where marijuana sales are legal, I've been to states where marijuana legal sales are legal. And the idea that the minute you cross an invisible borderline, that all of a sudden we should have an attorney general that cracks down violently on the same thing that's sold over the counter in the next state over, I just, you know, I think that attorney general's position is very important. I can understand why you wanted to push your position, but as well, I can also understand realizing that you're right. If Doug Wardlow was there, I think that, you know, I'm not sure exactly what his position is necessarily on marijuana, where he would go with it, but I have a feeling it wouldn't be nearly as embracing of the legalization as this country is heading towards.
I think you're absolutely right about that. And obviously, like you said, it's arbitrary to cross a state line and all of a sudden you've got marijuana illegality, but not only that, within the state, it's being sold anyway. So I think the people should get a cut of it, as you were mentioning earlier about tax revenue.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not exactly the hardest thing to come about, even in the state of Minnesota. Let's just be honest.
No, it's not.
This does present an interesting problem. We did talk to Steve Simon, the Secretary of State, and that there comes a point where the ballots are printed, and your name will appear on the ballot. You are basically telling people to not vote for you, to vote for Keith Ellison, right?
That's right.
I think I want to be honest with you. I think this is an amazingly brave and intelligent choice by you. I really do, especially considering what we saw in 2016 and the idea that elections don't have consequences. I mean, I think we've learned our lesson on that. And I applaud you on this decision. All my best on the issue. And Noah, by all means, I appreciate the time today. When you want to talk after this election about this issue, by all means, come on back. Let's talk about it more, okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on.
My pleasure. Noah Johnson, he is the grassroots party candidate for attorney general, but once again, he has made the decision to withdraw his candidacy. He is encouraging all of his supporters to vote for Keith Ellison in the attorney general's race. And I think that that's an amazing, amazing decision by him. And I'll tell you what, we'll take a break.